This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. China's Xi Jinping was elected again for a record-breaking third term as president Friday at the end of a week of meetings for China's two top political bodies, where he further tightened his control on the country. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Nearly 3,000 members of China's parliament voted unanimously for Xi on Friday in Beijing's Great Hall of the People in a race where there was no other candidate. The limit of 2 5-year presidential terms was written into China's constitution in 1982, 6 years after Mao Zedong's death by Deng Xiaoping, who recognized the dangers of one-man rule and the cult of personality after the chaos of the Cultural Revolution. Xi did away with that in 2018 with near-unanimous support from the legislature. And last October, the ruling Communist Party reconfirmed him as General Secretary of the Central Committee for another 5 years.
That's Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. President Joe Biden and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen have agreed to open negotiations between the United States and the European Union on boosting the use of European minerals in the production of batteries for electrical vehicles that are eligible for U.S. tax credits. The leaders met in the Oval Office on Friday. The U.S. legislation includes incentives for the purchase of vehicles that are largely manufactured in the United States. The U.S. State Department said Friday that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Ethiopia next week as concerns linger over the implementation of a peace agreement and the conflict in the Tigray region. The conflict has left tens of thousands of people dead and millions uprooted. Blinken will also visit Niger, a key U.S. security partner, during the trip. State Department spokesman Ned Price said in a statement it will be the first ever visit to Niger by a U.S. Secretary of State. This is VOA News. Regulators rushed to seize the assets of California's Silicon Valley Bank. APZ Donahue has more.
Silicon Valley is the nation's 16th largest bank. Depositors made a run, hurrying to withdraw money as anxiety over the bank's health spread. It has deep ties to Silicon Valley tech industries and startups. This is the second biggest bank failure in U.S. history. Washington Mutual collapsed at the height of the financial crisis more than a decade ago. Chair Cecilia Rouse with the Council of Economic Advisers says things have changed since then.
We've put in place stress tests and other tools that our regulators have to provide more resilience to our banking system.
Silicon Valley was heavily exposed to the tech industry, but there is little chance of chaos spreading in the broader banking sector. One CEO said nearly one-third of his startups won't be able to make payroll at some point in the next month if they can't access their money. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A stone axe and three ancient swords reported to be of Ukrainian origin were returned to Ukraine at a ceremony in the country's embassy in Washington, D.C. on Friday. Homeland Security official Frank Russo said the artifacts were intercepted in July of 2022 at JFK Airport's mail facility. Russo didn't reveal the identity or the nationality of the person transporting the ancient items, but said the individual is known to the U.S. government. A reporter asked if the person were Russian.
I don't have the nationality, from that area for sure.
Ukraine's ambassador to the United States, Oksana Makarova, said the return of the item sends a strong message to Russia that it cannot win.
We also will send a very strong resounding message that Russians will not able to win this time. They will not able to win us on the battlefield. They will not able to win us on any other field, and they will not be able to steal our culture from us.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen urged members of the U.S. House of Representatives on Friday to raise the federal debt ceiling without conditions, warning that a default on U.S. debt would cause economic and financial collapse. In testimony before the Republican-controlled House Ways and Means Committee, Yellen said that failure to increase the $31.4 trillion borrowing cap would threaten the economic progress that the United States has made since the COVID-19 pandemic. Tropical Storm Freddy was due to hit the coast of southern Africa again late Friday or early Saturday, one of the strongest storms ever recorded in the southern hemisphere. Freddy may also have broken the record for the longest-lasting tropical cyclone. This, according to the World Meteorological Organization. The current record is held by a 31-day hurricane in 1994. A spokesman for the WMO says Freddy's been around for 33 days. Marissa Melton, VOA News.